All right, folks, it's time for a fishing report. I got Leif here on his way home after a long day at work. I guess you've been at work?
Yeah, been out transporting kelts around and reconditioning them.
Cool. And Leif and I were just talking. You've been busy. You have been getting some trout and some spiny ray action.
Uh-huh.
Where you been?
Well, you know, I've been a little everywhere lately. In the last couple of days, though, I've been over to Leader. I went there with a good friend of mine, Chris Harwood, and I. We checked that out. We went over to go fish for some crappie and bluegill. but it seemed that maybe either the weather or maybe the pressure of the weekend before had led to kind of lackluster fishing. I did get into some crappie and bluegill, but nowhere near the reports I'd heard from some the weekend before.
You get enough for dinner?
Well, you know, I kind of didn't. I just got a few of each, and I always figure if I'm just going to get a couple, I might as well not bother. If I'm going to get a pile, I'll go ahead and do that. But, it was just kind of lackluster. The wind was blowing pretty hard, and we just weren't feeling it. So we pulled the ripcord, and, you know, we went up to Buzzard Lake, which I had heard from some of my friends in the fly fishing club here that it was doing pretty good. And I know that Greg from the Okanagan Fly Fishers Club has done a lot of work up there on the place, kind of like the guys locally have done at Little Twin and everything.
Uh-huh.
Improved the boat launch and, you know, just really made it look pretty nice around there. This time of the year, Buzzard is just beautiful. Just grass all around, some small rolling hills, and some giant, giant fish.
You did get into some big fish. Should we tantalize people?
Yeah, well, we renamed it. It's a subspecies now. We decided it's Onchorhynchus micus pygus mulus because it's a giant rainbow trout that's the size of, you know, you'd say maybe a pig, but can kick like a mule or a donkey for sure.
Well, all that Latin makes it sound official.
Right. Yeah, no, they're really just some rainbows that had made it through the winter there. It doesn't always happen at Buzzard.
Yeah.
But when it does, man, it is incredible. I mean, we were catching all the fish that held over were between, you know, 17 and the biggest one that that got away, of course, was about 24 inches long.
My goodness, that's hard to believe. So that's just 1 year holdover.
Yep, 1 year, and I caught one that had been planted catchable size, I think, this year. And it was, you know, it was right about 9 or 10 inches, you know, maybe a third of a pound or half pound or something like that. But they can obviously pack on the pounds if they make it through the winter there.
Mm-hmm. What do you think they're eating over there?
Well, I know they are eating some ram's horn snails, some leeches, and we saw these cool looking blue scuds. Now, they kind of look like a shrimp, just a miniature shrimp. And my friend said, what are all these weird blue flashes in the water? And you know, you don't usually see them in quite that color of blue. They were just really this really neat iridescent blue, and you know, they were great protein, and and the fish were probably loving to chow on those.
Yeah. So lots of good fishing, probably in a lot of other places.
Yeah.
Still, river is running too high.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, all the lowland lakes here are fishing great. The midland lakes fishing great. Still can't make it out to Tiffany. I would just really try to enjoy this time on the lakes because this is the best time of it for the lakes. And don't waste your time getting out there and don't risk going out there on the river at this point because it's really just not going to be the whole risk-reward balance that you're going to want. It's not going to give you the returns. I know. I understand the desperation. But just try to enjoy what's good when it's time. And if you need any help, just check out our blog. We'll show you what's going on. We'll talk to you about what's going on. You can always send me an email, give me a call, or if you'd like to book a trip, just click on the contact page. You can get us at flyfishersproshop.com, and Met Howe Fishing Adventures will get you out on the water, and we'll be having fun. So, hey, everybody, enjoy this spring, be safe, and fish on.